Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight, and just happy to have Kyle Turley, who is the Saints legend of the game, on Sunday. You can also see him at Frenchman Street at the Blue Nile Balcony Room, 532 Frenchman Street, on Saturday, December 20th at 9 o'clock. Hello, Kyle. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Great to be with y'all.
With you, with Mike Haas, and I was an old-timer. I used to cover you as a sportscaster, and I know you know my partner, Deuce McAllister.
I remember you, brother.
Yeah, I used to open up some holes for Deuce McAllister.
Oh, yeah, my boy. How are y'all?
We are good, man.
Doing
yourself?
Good, Kyle.
Good.
So
good.
It's got to be exciting for you to come back, you know, this weekend, Jets. I mean, I know it's the 25th anniversary. I mean, I don't even want to get – here's my question. Like, when you go see bands and, like, you know, Billy Joel and all these guys, and we want to hear the classics, and they go, I don't want to hear the classics. And I'm like, Kyle Turley, like, that's the last thing he wants to talk about, and it's the only thing people want to talk about. But I don't want to – I want to know if you go, I don't want to talk about it, we won't talk about it.
No. I'm, you know, offensive linemen don't get much recognition, so you got to take what you can get, right?
Right.
But, at the end of the day, that was, it was more about, it had so many different factors to it. You know, I had to sit back and really digest this over these last 25 years to be able to accept that. Last year was my first time in the Superdome in 24 years, I guess, 23 years. I didn't go back, man. I was still just a little jaded from, you know, getting shipped out. And so I never went back into the dome. And then they, you know, finally, you know, things are settling down. A lot of good things have happened from a lot of stuff that I did that, you know, from all the things that happened in my career to everything else I got involved with that, you know, kind of just everything revolves around the Saints. You know, everything I've done in football started with Mike Ditka, you know, giving me a phone call back in 1998.
Yep, first round pick. And I'm gonna get out of the way here because I want Deuce to take over. But here's the only thing I'm gonna say about the Jets situation, because I know it's the one thing Deuce talks about all the time, and that was what you were doing was go help your quarterback. Go help your quarterback. It bothers Deuce crazily.
Maybe.
When offensive linemen don't help the quarterback. But wait a minute. So as I watched it, I was there. But as I've watched it again, the tussle on the ground lasted 35 seconds. Before you emerged And when it started, do you understand, and I'm talking to the people, how long 35 seconds is for a scrum at the bottom of a pile? That is an eternity. I mean, well, it's just the, amazing.
I'll tell you what happened. The irony and the funny part is that, you know, over the years, the stories everybody's told is that they were in a Buffalo Wild Wings or a Hooters or whatever. And the uniqueness of this moment was that the Diamondbacks had just won the World Series. Randy Johnson had just pitched the game winner. The Diamondbacks are celebrating their World Series victory, and I'm right in the beginning of this fight. It lasted so long that apparently every television and every Buffalo Wild Wings and every Hooters and every sports bar across America had time to switch that channel over, and every TV was on the fight. And they and it went on so long that people were in the bars just going, whoa, whoa. And you know, it became kind of a national thing almost, as I've gone through, you know, all of these people over the years in airports and in public everywhere else that, you know, loved it. So,
Cal, it's always a pleasure to speak to you and hear your voice and, you know, kind of reminisce, and we'll call it good and bad from as far as that situation. But I got to ask you, and I saw that you were speaking on it, you know, maybe to somebody earlier this week about this situation. And as much as we can, the banana. I don't have to say a word, Mike. All I have to do is just say the banana.
Oh man, wild times, right? I mean, you know.
And Kyle, so before you start, you got to remember, I'm a rookie. I had only been in the NFL a few weeks, and I am just trying to soak everything up. I'm trying to soak everything in, figure out how the league works. I'm a rookie. We have a team meeting, and I'll say the banana, and I'll leave it at that, and I'll let you take over.
Yeah, the banana, man. It was a crazy time, you know, that era of football. We went through some, you know, interesting times in our country. You know, it was the Iraq, Afghanistan, all these things, and then 9/11 happened, and, you know, we were all, you know, out to it was our day off. And
it was,
you know,
a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a Tuesday. It's our day off. I'm sleeping. I get woke up from a phone call from my girl at the time, and she's, you know, telling me to turn on the TV, and I'm like, what the heck? This is my only day off. I got to get some sleep. And it was 9/11. I turned on the TV to the second plane, right? So then, you know, everybody's freaking out, of course. So we get to the facility, and, you know, I'm like, what the heck? Everybody just, you know, the same is just going, what in the world is going on?
And where do we play that weekend? Where are we scheduled to play that weekend?
Right, and we're scheduled to go to New York the next weekend.
Playing the Giants, right?
Yeah, playing the Giants. And so, you know, all these scenarios. And then there's this rumor that started that Jim Haslett was going to take us to Pittsburgh and practice with the Steelers for the whole week that the NFL had off. And I went to everybody. I went to Jerry Fondo. I went to Aaron. I'm like, because they were all talking about how they're going to have an upper, you know, classman meeting, you know, veteran meeting with the coaches. And I'm like, you better tell them, well, we're not going to Pittsburgh. Nobody's going nowhere.
And true.
He came down and said that, you know, we're going to Pittsburgh, and I had a banana in my hand, and I did my best to put it right between his eyes, and he dodged out of the way, and ultimately, you know, we're in the parking lot at the end of the day.
Kyle, I hate to stop you, but the facility has not changed that much. I don't know how much you've been, I know you said you hadn't been into the dome. I don't know if you've been over to the facility. Now, the facility looks fantastic. There's some upgrades.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Yeah, there's some upgrades and everything. But I'll just tell you.
Yeah, finally got an indoor facility, I hear.
We do. We have an indoor facility. You don't have to bus to the dome. You don't have to wait on the rain. You experienced that. I experienced that. But I am one of the individuals that can tell you that door and part of that hallway is still there. Just FYI.
Yeah. Well, they got a good mark on the hinge, I'm sure, because I tried to kick that thing open, kick it off. Yeah.
My friend,
yeah, crazy times, man.
I definitely appreciate it. Thank you, just for sharing a little bit of that, and I'll have to fill our listeners in on most of that story that we don't have time to talk about it, and most of it, like I said, is we'll make it PG friendly where we can kind of talk about it, but definitely some interesting times. And like I said, that was my rookie year, and man, I just want to tell you thank you for everything that you did for me as a player. Just teaching me, and like I said, I was just trying to soak it in. I was trying to soak it in from you and Willie and Wally and Fontenot, and just try to understand what the NFL was truly like. And
got a good taste of it, and that's what it was like, and it never was the same.
that part, because if that happened now, we'll just leave that. Right. We'll leave it alone.
Right.
It wouldn't fly.
So yeah, I know music's time. Always been, a big part of your life since you were a young man, and it's called what you had as referred to as power country, right? Gridirons to guitars. You've got your own record label and done some music, and it's not a hobby. I mean, it's kind of been a release for you, an ability to kind of say what you feel.
Well, yeah, I mean, I always had music. Deuce knows, I'd get a room from the coaches every training camp, go rent all the music equipment, and, by the end of training camp, we had a whole band put together with guys that could play instruments you'd find, and it was just part of my life, music. And then going to New Orleans, I couldn't help it, right? I became, it's Music City. Forget Nashville. Music City belongs to New Orleans. And I got to meet, all of these amazing bands and people that I've been fans of for so many years. So going to all the concerts that were always around and going on, I soaked it all up. I used who I was as a Saints player to make sure I never paid for a ticket, and I was always backstage hanging out with the band, giving them Saints hats and shirts and everything. And, I knew that one day I wanted to go into music, something was just drawn to me at a young age with music. And I always just had a guitar around, and it just took its course. And after my career went into Nashville, retired here, and had nothing really to do except go out and start playing music, and that's what happened, and 6 years of a music career got interrupted by a lot of physical things from football, in and out of hospitals, having seizures, all these other things that the brain thing's responsible for was very real for me. Deuce knows that. I'd have episodes of vertigo constantly at the Saints and every other team I was on, and they couldn't figure it out, right? Well, now we know. And, I disrupted my music career for a little while, so it's good to be back. I'm back in Nashville during the COVID, and because I had to go back to California and get off all them pills. And fortunately, the good Lord put a plant here that resolves things that people are finally starting to get to hear about, thanks to this rescheduling with Donald Trump. And it's going to be an awesome show Saturday and an awesome event on Sunday to be able to be there. Not being able to be present in these situations was my life and unfortunately too many NFL players' existence currently. And I'm just going to be there to represent this life, man, and how amazing it is to be living it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, you can do one or two things, right? I mean, you know, you've dealt with chronic trauma, encephalopathy, and, you know, you deal with it, right? And you, as opposed to just dealing with it internally, now you're more of a spokesperson for it, right? You want the world to know these issues exist out there in the NFL, and the NFL has to take accountability because
there's some answers.
Right.
Yeah, there's some answers, and right. you're able to provide some answers for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, you know, we all can. We've all experienced this, yourself as well, you know, Deuce, and going through the trials of this life and having to figure it out after football. You know, it's not easy. And people just think that it is, and you throw a bunch of money at things, and it's just not. These injuries are real, and this brain injury is real, and I've fortunately found the resolutions for this. And, you know, that's what I'm out here to talk about the most these days is that, you know, I've been pill-free. I'm taking one pharmaceutical in over 10 years. That's insane with plates and screws and, you know, all these surgeries and this brain that's supposed to be, you know, a progressive disease that I'm starting to find, you know, a lot of resolutions in taking care of myself and understanding the right medicine to use for this. And cannabis is that answer, and it is for so many others. It's going to continue to keep coming out the more that, you know, these scientists and doctors start catching up to where guys like me had to go because we were left behind, and that was unfortunate. But we've got a great resurgence in our football community now of guys getting their lives back. And, you know, me, myself and Ricky are a part of a group called Project Champion. You can go to projectchampion.org, help support us. You know, we're doing everything we can. I was first on the scene as soon as they passed any legislation. I still am. And we're going to get this done, and we already have. You know, our work has done these things, and it's because we've got our lives back, and it's awesome to have that and be able to say that.
What can people expect who don't know? 532 Frenchman Street. It's the Blue Nile balcony room. All shows 21+, free admission with valid ID and drink purchases. So it's going to be, you know, is power country still a solid definition?
You know what? No, I honestly, I've got a bunch of new stuff, and my power country life was in another time.
Okay.
And so I'm really excited for people to hear. You know, I came to Nashville. I wrote a bunch of great music. It was basically stories of my life. If you want to know about football and my whole journey, buy my music. It's all online. You can download it or just go listen to it on Pandora, whatever. And that's my life after football. Everybody said, write a book. I don't read books. I was an art major. So I made a bunch of music. I wrote a bunch of lyrics. It tells the story. And now I'm back. You know, I've got a new life. And this new life, being awake to this world, has got a lot of great music with it. And I'm excited to play it.
So what genre would you say this music is?
It's still country, but you know, a little more Americana folk mix in there. And more songwriter-esque than trying to make a country hit, you know,
yeah.
and get people rocking.
Did you ever run into Phil Vassar in Nashville?
Vassar, great guy, man, great musician, you know, tremendous yeah. musician. And, you know, so many guys here I've had the opportunity to play and open up for pretty much everybody in country music. And, you know, I did three tours with David Allan Coe. I opened up for George Jones in a theater show there in New Orleans. It was just me and him. Unreal, epic, you know, opportunity before he died. And you know, Hank Williams III and everybody else and Jake Owen and Eric Church. I've played with everybody out there. And, you know, Louisiana was a lot of those shows. And
yeah.
I know a lot of people are there. And hopefully we'll get some folks out, pack out the Blue Nile. Really appreciate them taking on the show in short notice, and should be a lot of fun.
Sounds great. Yeah, Phil Vassar and I went to college together, so I was curious. But, man, hey, New Orleans is ready to welcome you back with open arms, my friend. So glad that you are here. Glad. It sounds like you're doing great. And, you know, had your 50th birthday back in September. Just keep knocking it out of the park.
That's right. Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody out there. Appreciate you. It's awesome to block for you, brother. Brother Deuce, man, unreal. And, you know, it's never ending. That the Hoodat Nation stays with you forever. And I'm extremely excited to get back to the city.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it, Turley. I appreciate it, my brother. You take care, and I look forward to seeing you.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Sir. Have a great night.
Thank you, pal.
All right.
Kyle Turley, number one pick, seventh overall in 1998.
Bad, bad man. I mean, looked like a tight end out there. I mean,
he needed to play in the 60s and 70s. No rules.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Conrad Dobler.
Yeah, I mean, he was just so lean and just strong, and he had it. He had game.
All right, take a break. I knew that was going to be fun, and it was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.